So that brings us to agenda item four, public input. This is a time for public comments on agenda items or water planning issues from the public. As a note, the Regional Water Planning Group is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act. The group cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. The public will have an opportunity to speak on water planning issues at this time or when a specific agenda item comes up for discussion. I have three public comment forms, so I'm just going to take them in the order that I have right here. And I apologize right now if I mispronounce anybody's name. The first one is Igor, is Igor? All right, and okay, y'all can come right up here to the and introduce yourself, since I didn't get the names right, up here to the podium.
Wayne, while they're walking up there, there's no bigger pressure than being a junior livestock show announcer and mispronounce a grandchild's name.
Yeah.
A grandmother will get you in a hurry.
She'll correct you, right?
Yeah, very vocally if you do that.
If you would, step over there to the podium where the microphone is, right there. Yeah, so we can get you on the microphone. Yeah, I agree, Dale.
Hello.
Yes, please introduce yourself, and then go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Igor Guidelli. I own Fine Solutions Group. It's a private company. And the SUC Albert is our master in water resources. And we are participating in the Region C meeting 2 weeks ago and now in this meeting. So I have here a few paper that we are specialist in springs recovery. So you can see here in these photos, in these images, I will pass along. So before and after our work done, and we can increase the water for the reservoirs in 10, 20, maybe 30% more. That's unbelievable, but yes, we have some examples, and I will pass through, and you can guys can take a look.
You can pass them around, yes. Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for them before they step down? Okay, thank y'all. The next public comment form is from Stephen Zapparoli. Did I say that right?
No, but
I'll get it. Okay, you get come up here and get it right. I'm batting 100.
Hi, everybody. My name is Stephen Zapparoli. I represent Liberty Hill, City of Liberty Hill. I'm really just here to talk about projected demand, the population counts that were originally considered for the water plan has us at a much lower population than we currently are at. For example, right now, according to the 2022 census, we're at about 9,000, and by 2026, we're projected to be at about 16,000. That would affect our projected demand using the calculations that y'all publish, the formulas that y'all publish. I think currently the 2020 acre feet estimate is 763, and if you were to take our current population, it should be about 1,090 acre feet. And then if you were to do the same math, with 16,000 population in 2026, our acre feet would be about 1,916. So I know you guys aren't exactly accepting formal amendments at the moment, but I did want to come here and at least communicate that our demand should probably be estimated, should probably be updated sometime in the future.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Stephen? Go ahead, Jim Briggs.
Stephen, I have a question. Is those populations, or those populations in the Liberty Hill water utility area, or do they also include the Georgetown service territory as well?
Yeah, so I want to say that this population amount is mainly for city limits, and I think about 50% of our city is on the Georgetown side of the water service area.
So it's kind of a mixed bag. I don't have an exact breakdown for you, but I could definitely search that and get back to you.
Yeah, because I think we would look at that because some of the population is those are considered. Those populations are attributed to the water user groups. So if 50% would be in the Georgetown water user group, that demand would be in that service area. It would not be reflected in Liberty Hill in that population. And so that may be the disconnect that you're referring to, but yeah, certainly we would look at that and make sure that those municipal populations and demands are correct in the plan, but thank you for bringing that up.
No, thanks for sharing that. That's good information.
Thanks.
Mimic Jim, thanks for being here with that information, but I want to make sure the most important thing you leave here today, do you know Tony Smith?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, Tony Smith is the guy that you need to know because he's the one that takes that information that you're sharing with us and makes sure that it is incorporated into the plan.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll make sure to connect with
him. Yeah, I would recommend you give him your business card as you walk by that table.
Sure, and, will do.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Alan Gardenhire has
a follow-up on that. I was just curious, process-wise, was there something that we should learn that where you didn't get opportunity or you didn't know about this where we could have gotten this information, you know, earlier in our process where we were going through population stuff? So
just being completely honest, we've had a lot of turnover in the last 2 years. So this is most likely something that, you know, we didn't get the opportunity to update y'all on.
Okay.
And now that we're more stable, we're taking those steps to update.
Well, again, I appreciate you being here and all, but we're trying to do a much better job making sure in the process we go out and get that feedback in a timely manner and all that. So,
sure. Thank you for that.
Did you want to add something, Tony?
Only that we did send a survey on May 15th of last year to the city of Liberty Hill, reached out with phone calls, spoke with their consultant during the time when Liberty Hill was pursuing the consistency waiver request, some of y'all remember that. So we have had conversations before as part of this process. And there's some other stuff in my presentation that can speak to some of this as well.
Yeah, and just to speak on the consultant part, we've completely changed consultants because they were lacking in quality. So,
okay. We look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time. I have one more public comment form, and that's John Asbury. How bad did I mess that one up? All right. Good. Come on up to the microphone. I think you had emailed some comments. I think that went – did everybody get those comments? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Asbury.
This is working. Okay. Thank you. I'm John Asbury. I'm from Bell County and Temple, the home of Clearwater Underground Water District and Judge Blackburn, which are both valid. I have to tell you, I've been very impressed with both Clearwater, BRA, and Region G, and what they've been doing for Texas and water. You do an excellent job. I'm here today to talk about encouragement of more aquifer recharge and aquifer storage ASR facilities for the Platte River system. This is a good time to do it. The lakes are full of nearly all of BRA. The rivers are brimming to their banks. And we probably have at this point more water in our system than we're able to utilize at this point. I'm going to give you some figures, but they may not be right. I've done them 3-4 times, but they may have to be refigured. I took the mean amount of water that goes into the Gulf of Mexico from the Brazos River over, and it was a 50-year time span. And when you computed it up in acre feet per year, it came out as 9.6 million acre feet of water from the Brazos River, which actually went into the Gulf of Mexico. The Trinity River had 17 million at that point in sea. And if you can remember or visualize the Brazos River, it's one of the few rivers in Texas which goes straight into the Gulf. Most of them go into bays or estuaries and stuff like this. And maybe the Brazos River did in the past before Dow Chemical got a hold of it. But now it goes straight in to the Gulf of Mexico. The sandbar, it looks like it's forming at that point. But it may have somewhat limited in the amount of water needed for the coastal estuaries at this present time there. And I don't have that data. But during times of excess river flow and high water levels, like, is a prime time for us to hold on to that water. We don't have any lakes left to hold on to that water. But we do have aquifers which have gone down significant in their amount over the last century since we've been using them for water source. And those are available for storage. They don't evaporate. They stay there for the most part. They move back and forth a little bit. But once you put water in an aquifer, it basically stays somewhere in there. And it's ready for use in the long term. And so using the excess river flow in the high water lake levels for this would be an ideal situation for the future of Texas's water at this point. This must be done at a reasonable cost. That's always the factor in it at this point. See, to have recharge facilities or treatment facilities near the source in the lake or stream would be ideal at this point. Control of this process on when to store the water, when to take it back out, would have to be with the BRA because they're the only one that has enough staff and can look at the big picture on this at this point. We can't use individuals. We have to use something who overlooks the whole thing at this point. This water could be used, but in addition to that, we could still use water from the water treatment plants that are scattered across the BRA area. But it should be this water treatment, the water should be approved by the underground water district. And I think it also should be approved by the county commissioners. It's got to be, we have probably 2 aisles in HEB now full of plastic water bottles. It's kind of hard to sell this public on using wastewater that's been retreated for drinking water at that point. And see, the last point is this has to be done in a recharge in a rapid manner. Now we probably have 3 to 4 weeks at the most when we're going to have high flow in the rivers and high waters. The lakes are now being discharged. Belton is 4,000 cubic feet per second at this present time. It's now 10 foot above conservation level. It was 10 foot below conservation level 4 weeks ago. And we're in this wide at this point in season. And so you have to have facilities ready to go in a short period of time, hours at that point, and to do this. And it needs to be an injection system that can be rapidly used and with large amounts of water. And the only thing I can figure out is to use a horizontal spoke pattern injection well where you have a center where you're going to inject the water and the lines go out in a pattern of a spoke wheel into the aquifer. And it would only be used for injection. You wouldn't use these for extraction because you might plug up the screens there. You would have your well for extraction in a different place close by at this present time. Anyway, that's all I have to say. This group has the ability to show Texas how it can be done. Let's not be timid. The cost of this program will probably be less than one highway overpass in I-35. Thank you.
This is what they're measuring. Thank you, Mr. Asbury. Any questions for him? Okay. Then we'll